We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get up. Come on in. Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
Since it's the final day of negative campaign ads, we thought we'd get in on the ads. Kayla?
Nudia does things like slides into your DMs and uses opening lines like, sup, bro. Sup. Nudia doesn't clean her hair out of the drain. Gross.
Why are you guys your man?
It's
all you right now. All Nudia all the time.
Nudia will instigate a text conversation with you, then wait 3 hours to respond.
Oh, Nudia. Nudia, she's wrong for Nevada. Wrong for all of us.
She said she didn't have any on me.
Nudia is sitting in the producer's chair today, and wow, and just like that, wow, yeah. Wow.
Good work, kid.
Who's it paid for?
Paid for by a cell phone company that still charges per text message.
Oh. Ooh.
Got to do with Nudia.
You know, super PACs.
Who knows where that money's coming from? Yeah. I really don't. I consider myself a fairly smart guy. No idea.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's a follow-up edition of the
B1. First pick.
Oh, no, wait.
It's the first pick.
That's the wrong page. See, here's the problem. First pick is on one page. P1's court is on the other page. And like an idiot, I made the buttons the same color.
We need to change that.
I will do that right now. It's a follow-up edition of the P1's court. It's the P1's court. It's the P1's court. Okay, so yesterday. And by the way, Kayla thinks I should take myself out of this one. Because why?
Because you bonded with him. You do this every time we call someone because we want to talk to them and get their side of the story. And then he's like, and then he gets talking to him. And then he's like, we're best friends already. Best friends for life, I think. And he looked at me a few minutes ago.
No, but in this case, just to set Kayla off. So I was talking to Deshaun. We'll get to him in a second. And I hung up the phone. I said, yeah, all right, next time we talk, we're going to be on the air. So just, you know, don't curse or anything like that. And then I looked over at Kayla. I go, yeah, I like him. Yeah, she's like, right. Of course you do. You like all of them. Spence, as usual, just looks back down at his laptop.
Look back down at the notes.
Shakes his head slowly. Exhales deeply. And dies a little inside.
Every single day.
So we talked to Emily yesterday, and here was the situation.
So we go up to him, and my daughter goes, trick or treat, you know, and he leans down, and he gives her a giant handful of candy, and he's so sweet, and he just, you know, says, happy Halloween, he smiles, and he stands up, and then he hands me this folded over piece of paper, and he says, and this is for you, and then when I open it, it says, hey, let's go out sometime. With his number.
Yeah, and you're right, because I was, who was the most skeptical about this to start with?
You were.
And then now that I've talked to Deshaun, and I'm picturing it happening after I've talked to him, now I'm like, oh, this is brilliant. It's so smooth. It's so good. Hey, how are you, buddy? I got to take myself out of this one. I'm sorry,
no,
but just,
no problem.
Just know I'm Team Deshaun, obviously.
Of course you are.
So much for taking yourself out of it. I'm Team Deshaun.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate the love.
Well, you know, say it's the political season. I got to get in the shots wherever I can. Right. So, short version is that obviously you knew yesterday that you were getting some grief about this. Did Emily tell you that she was going to call the show before she did?
Well, she didn't tell me she was going to call. She told me after she called.
Okay.
That's great. She let me know that she called.
And then Emily kind of brokered a deal here. What did she tell you after that about you coming on our show?
I mean, she told me pretty much if I took the call with you guys, then, you know, she'd give me a shot.
So mission accomplished there.
Dude, I kind of like P1 Emily's dedication to the show. She's like, this is my show, so you got to go talk to them first.
Yeah.
That's true family right there.
Emily stirred it up, so at least she's taking care of her end of it. So that's good. And but you said, we talked off the air just briefly, and you said there was something, you know, there's parts of this that you want to do, at least stand up for yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, in my defense, Emily is gorgeous. Like, yeah, she's extremely beautiful, you know. And I saw her and her daughter, you know, walk around the neighborhood a few times. They got a little puppy that they walk around to sometimes. And, you know, I didn't want to be creepy, you know, and approach her and flirt with her in front of her kid, you know. Right. So that was my whole thing of doing it the way I did it, because I figured it's Halloween night. You know, and I always, you know, show everybody love in the community and neighborhood. So I knew they were going to stop by my house, you know, so I figured this would be my opportunity. I can't lie. It was pre-planned. I already had it written probably before she came close to the block. But, yeah, so I had it pre-planned, and I knew, you know, when she got there, I was going to do it. I can't lie. I was a little nervous, but I figured this would be the best thing to do. You know, without disrespecting her or disrespecting her daughter. I don't want to seem like, you know, one of those guys whistling at her mom as they walk past. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You know, okay, the old school cat call just doesn't have the same effect as it did back in in the
2018.
And by the way, as I laugh a little too loud because I love Deshaun so much. Oh, my God, that's so funny, Deshaun. She should go out with you. She should marry you now.
I'm just
are you going to officiate the wedding?
I'm sorry, what?
I said I pretty much did it also to put the ball in her court, because she could have ripped the paper up. She could have used it, you know. So it was all on her. It was up to her at that point.
You gave her the power.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think that's awesome.
I want to ask a question real quick. Have you ever pulled the move before where you've given someone a note? Not specifically that night, but just ever before?
Yeah, in kindergarten once. If you like me, say yes or no.
That's awesome. All right, man. Well, you know what? We will go make our decision. Have a great day. Thank you. You already know I'm Team Deshaun. One vote, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you. And by the way, mission accomplished. Who cares what we say?
Right?
Somebody said this yesterday, too, that she wanted to go. Emily wants to go out with him.
Yeah.
She just wanted to make sure, or that somehow, some way, she needed some sort of backup. Because otherwise, why would she have reached out to us in the first place? You know what I mean?
I guess that's a good point. That is a good point.
She was already leaning.
Agree, and she wanted confirmation on that. Additionally, he respected the daughter and the mom by giving the note, not flirting with mom in front of the daughter. That's respectful.
Spence, have you been won over?
Oh, I didn't have to be. I was on his side yesterday before I even met him.
Well, yeah, that's true. You liked this move.
I think it's great.
Nudia, sitting in the producer's chair.
I just switched sides, actually.
Where were you before?
Yeah, before I was all about it, because I was like, free dinner for her anyways, even if he had like multiple notes. He sounded way too smooth to not talk to her in person.
Like,
and just
he was
hand
a player,
her a note.
Right?
Yeah, because he obviously has the gift of gab, right? But he handed her a note instead of like at least giving her like a smooth line or something before.
It's trick-or-treating.
He didn't want to do it in front of her daughter.
I don't know.
I don't trust him now. He could have easily been like, hey, how's the night going so far? Oh, night's going great. She's collecting a lot or whatever. We haven't met before. I'm Deshaun. He could have easily done that and then handed her the note. Instead, he was just like, and this is for you. To me, that's play a move, and I don't like it.
Wow. And look how it's divided along gender lines. The fellas all think it's great. The ladies do not. You know what? Let's open it. We do have time. Okay. We brief. We'll just go super quick.
Okay.
702-364-9898. It's not really a guilty. Okay. Is Deshaun guilty of being a player? Is Deshaun guilty of this being a creepy move? Is Deshaun guilty of doing this the wrong way? Am I hitting it on the head? Honestly, I'm just spitballing.
Those are the perfect questions.
Is Deshaun guilty of being a player? Is Deshaun guilty of not doing this the right way? Is Deshaun
creepy?
creepy.
Yes. Is Deshaun just a nice guy trying to find love?
Yeah, but that's guilty, or not guilty.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on how you ask the question.
Yeah, you phrase it the other way, it sounds like he's a dirtbag.
Well, so I'm going to try and give it to him. I'm going to try and give the girls. Yeah, the all right, will you vote really quick on this day, on this election day in America? Will you please vote at 702-364-9890?
In the morning, we listen to
The Jack Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
We are split here in the room. We got to go to the calls at 702-364-9898. We talked to Deshaun. So Emily went trick-or-treating with her daughter, Deshaun. They get around to Deshaun's house. He is very sweet to her daughter, and then hands Emily a note. By the way, polls are open in Nevada. Get out and vote. Polls are open.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I thought they opened at 8. They
opened
at 7. 7
yeah.
to 7 yep. here. So Deshaun was like, look, I wanted to be respectful. I wanted to do the right thing. I did not want to ask Emily out in front of her mom. So I thought this was
the thought was great there.
Nice low-key way to do it. You, however, Kayla, believe that it's still creepy.
Execution was super creepy. He like doesn't even know this woman at all. And it's kind of like, and you just waited there like a creeper.
There's a number of calls that we need to get
on his
screened.
Driveway at his
we
house.
We need to get them screened really quick. Well, I'm sorry, what did
he
I just
he wait? He just waited there like a creeper. In the driveway of his house on Halloween.
He was prepared with a note. It's waiting. It's creepy.
Yeah, he knew they were coming.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It's, okay, but how many times, let me just ask this. We got to go quick. But how many times does a woman go, well, if he would just put some thought or some effort into it, he never thinks about, you know, this guy put some thought and some effort. And you're crapping on him for it.
That's not a lot of effort. He just thought about it and was like, I'm trying to be respectful of the kid, which I can appreciate, but he could have easily at least broken the ice before going, here's my number. Let's go out. Like, you don't know anything about this woman. She doesn't know anything about you. Try to make her feel comfortable other than you handing her notes as she's passing by.
That is the icebreaker. And put all the power in her thing to go, I don't want to be a part of this.
All right, Brooks, what do you think?
I'm Team Deshaun.
Brooks is Team Deshaun.
Tell us why.
Because, like, granted, I get the respect thing, but I've always had the gift of gab. I've always been able to talk to women easily, but I've never been able to pull the trigger as far as asking them out. I'm afraid of rejection. I've been told no a lot of times in my life. So I feel that a note is a lot easier as far as the rejection thing. If she doesn't read it or throws it away, you don't have to deal with the no face-to-face.
Well, I don't hate that at all, honestly. Hot Chick Val, I was wondering
Good
if you
morning.
Would call in.
Oh, I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious too. Team Deshaun okay. or team not Deshaun?
I am Team Deshaun, okay? He checks off all the boxes of what you want a guy to do. He respects her and her daughter. He was original. He was romantic. And he knows her. He lives in the same neighborhood. They've seen each other, you know, passing. So to me, that's kind of an introduction. You already know where he lives. And his, you know, putting yourself in his shoes, it's kind of hard to ask a woman out and suffer rejection. So I thought he kind of did it in a respectful way. And I think he's genuine. He genuinely likes her. So I'm Team Deshaun all the way.
Got to be honest, on the original note, not that original, been done in rom-coms a bajillion times.
When was the last time you were passed a note?
Oh,
I haven't been. I get asked out a lot, and I've never had this happen to me.
That's right, because you're Hot Chick Val. That's how it works. Of course she gets asked out a lot.
Guys just flocked to Hot Chick Val. Thank you,
Val. When was it, Kayla, when was the last time you were handed a note if it's so unoriginal?
I got handed a note my senior year in college by a guy where it was just his phone number and his name, and I'm like, psh, no.
Okay, it was 8 years ago, so one time in 8 years.
No, I mean, it's happened before, but it's just one time that I can recall.
And it was college. This is I feel like this is different. It's not like they had never seen each other before. Know what I mean?
Okay.
Does not change her mind. One bit.
She stares at me. Is that, do you have anything else to say?
She's dug her heels or other appropriate footwear into the ground.
Felix?
Sir.
Your thoughts?
I'm on his side. You got to think of it like this. He has to be proven guilty, and people are saying that he's a player. I don't think he's been a player. He's just smooth.
Yeah. And again, we're split on gender lines.
Except for Hot Chick Val.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah, she jumped the other. She might be the one.
She might be the one that, that you know, that carries it then.
Okay.
Man, people are always talking about how hard it is to find love and how hard it is to find somebody. It's tough for me.
But he's right. He's innocent until proven guilty. So until we find somebody that can say Deshaun is something other than he appears to be, innocent!
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5 KLUC.
Spence calls BB Rexha, Bebe Rexha, because he thinks she's hot. Yeah,
stupid.
Paid for by people who, her name's freaking BB. Screwing it up. Go ahead, what you got, bro?
Okay, let's see here. Chet Buchanan has yet to cover up his matching neck tattoo with Pete Davidson. When Chet Buchanan's plane lands, he claps and yells, "Welcome to Lost Wages!"
Oh, you're that guy, Chet?
Who do we determine might be most likely to do that on this show?
And finally, Chet Buchanan still says, "Cray cray." And his battle cry continues to be, YOLO!
You know what that was? That was all surgical. He grabbed all the stuff that he knows I hate most in the world
and
spun it on me.
That's what you do.
They're lies.
Well, you know what? Like many of these, Spence is a son of a bee. Paid for by people who think Spence is a son of a bee.
Yeah.
Kayla, you up?
I once saw Chet Buchanan use a cell phone holster, and it wasn't 1999.
Impressive.
Spence keeps empty liquor bottles on display like trophies.
That's funny for anybody.
I'd like to pretend like I'm still in college.
Nudia gives spoilers to movies.
Oh. Anyway, you can't have the last word. You can't have the last word. Kayla Jo Walker is living her best life and won't shut the hell up about it.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. We
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.